With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Some great soccer was played at Tartan High School in Oakdale on Tuesday night until the year 2020 showed its ugly face once again. In the early game, the Hastings Raiders girls soccer team jumped to 4-2 with one goal in the first half, three more in the second to win 4-0 over the Tartan Titans. The Raiders go to 4-2 overall, Tartan to 1-4. Bella Meyer had the hat trick, her 6th, 7th, and 8th goals of the season. Megan Brown added her 3rd of the year, and Molly Bajin had 2 assists. Also, goaltender Caitlin Petrich with her 2nd shutout of the season. Raider girls win by a score of 4-0. Then the weird. The boys tied 1-1 after the first half. Each team scored another goal in the second, and then with 21:16 to go, the game was suspended. There was a gas leak in Tartan High School, and everybody had to leave the field. There was no word at Tartan after the game if it will be completed or end as a tie. For more, KDWA.com.
So far, it's been a fast but very fun fall sports season at Park High School in Cottage Grove. They, too, are playing a conference-only format in all of their fall sports. And Activities Director Phil Kimmel joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday to catch us up. And for the Wolfpack, so far, so good.
Yep, absolutely. And again, we've talked a lot, and just the fact that we are participating in high school sports is awesome, and we're enjoying that. Like we talked also earlier, the shift has been to, I think, a little bit more of an emphasis on fun. Kids just are so happy to be actually out participating, and then the emphasis on safety. You know what I mean? Our kids having fun, or are they being safe? Those are our two biggest things. So a couple highlights that I'll touch on. You know, number one is we talked off the air that everything's just weird. Like the school is weird because only half the kids are here. Our sports are weird. We don't have football and volleyball, all those things. Cross country has been a sport that has probably had to change the most this fall without being able to have their traditional meets with 8, 10, 12 teams. So it's been really interesting, but again, in a different way, it's been really good. Actually, I know Hastings usually hosts the meet every year at St. Croix Bluffs, and the guys from Red Ring run that for them. But so we did a mini meet out at St. Croix Bluffs last week. Missed having the big, you know, Hastings meet with everybody there, but it was weird, but it was great. We had three conference teams, and we were out running and just had a chance to compete. So, you know, I think every sport you can go up and down the line and talk about how it's been different, but cross country has been one. The St. Croix Bluffs is such a great setting. But our meet for coming up this week, we created a course at Cottage Grove Middle School and Great Cloud Elementary, two schools that are right next to each other that have a lot of big open fields. So never in our lives have we truly hosted a home meet on district property, and we're doing that this coming Saturday. And coaches have worked very hard, including our other district coaches at, you know, not just Park, but Eastridge and Woodbury, have worked hard at creating courses on our district property. And we're hosting a cross country meet, which we've never done before. So some of those opportunities have arisen from this, and those are definitely pluses. So cross country is just one example, but there's been a lot of really good things happening this fall.
As Kimmel also notes, the Wolfpack have been extremely competitive in all of their games, meets, and matches this fall.
You want to win, but those close battles are the ones that are really, really fun. And again, I don't have everything in front of me, but the number of 4-3 matches that our tennis team has had. And again, we've been on the tail end of those for most of them, but just really good competitive matches where it's tied 3-3. The last match is going to a third set, and you got these two girls or maybe doubles teams, you know, battling it out with everybody watching. Again, I know those are heartbreakers because as a coach, you want to be on the positive side of those things, but I know for a fact that Tony Townsend and our girls tennis have had a couple really, really just fun matches, really, really close ones like that. And then the other one, too, is our boys' soccer. I don't know for sure if it's been every single game that they've had has been a one-goal game, but I think almost every game, if not all of them, has been a one-goal game. And again, some of those we've been on the good side of that, but on the other end, we've been on the other side. But just, you know, those close competitive battles, you want to win those, but those have been great. Girls' soccer, we got to mention as well, too. On the other side of that, for at least a couple games this year, they've been finding the back of the net, which soccer is not always an easy thing, and we've had some years where the goals have been few and far between. But, you know, this year the girls have done a great job of finding different girls who have been able to find scoring opportunities. So that's been really good. So again, really good competitions throughout the fall. Like we said in the beginning, kids are having fun. Our coaches are doing a tremendous job of keeping kids safe. And again, it's been a great fall so far.
When it comes to fall sports playoffs in Minnesota, we're not quite sure yet if there will be any kind of section or state playoffs. So like Hastings is having in the Metro East Conference, the Suburban East Conference is also having end of regular season tournaments to determine conference champions. Kimmel on how some of the postseasons will work within Park High School.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know all of us are anxiously awaiting word from the Minnesota State High School League on, you know, I think they're having conversations what a postseason might look like. And again, who knows what that is? It might just be a section tournament, you know, without state. Who knows? So, you know, I know we're anxiously awaiting that. But like you said, not really knowing what would be coming up, we wanted to create something for the kids at the end. So, again, a little different here, weird or just different. But, you know, an end of the season conference tournament. And I kind of related to, you know, when the Big Ten finally went to a football conference championship game at the end of another season. And that's what we're doing in a lot of our sports. So tennis and soccer and swimming will all have this culminating event at the end of their conference season with the conference teams together, seed them into a tournament type of setting, and then play for a conference championship. So, you know, again, I just sent an email to our tennis coaches because that's the sport that I'm in charge of. And in the past, you know, you went 9-0 or 8-1 as your regular season record. You were the conference champion. And that's not the case this year. So, you know, we seed teams, and then we put teams in a bracket where a couple different teams have a chance for that conference championship, even if you lost throughout the season. So, like you said, there's going to be something for kids for sure at the end of the season, a conference tournament, and then something maybe from a state level that's culminating in sections. Who knows? But especially for the seniors, kind of a good culminating event for them at the end.
Kimmel on the fact that the Minnesota State High School League is now allowing football and volleyball teams to practice for 3 weeks during this fall season. The Wolfpack AD on how this will work.
So the high school league has created a practice season for these two sports and for the spring, but we won't worry about those right now. And, you know, and to me, it really does make sense. And again, I stand by the high school league's decision completely that it just probably wasn't a safe setting to have these kids competing in their sports. But this is their regular season. You know, this is the kids that are football and volleyball athletes. Fall's their season. And so the high school league gave them a 3-week practice season. We talk how important coaches are with connecting with kids and those relationships that, you know, we saw in the spring that even though coaches weren't directly with kids, they still had those relationships. So we want those. And so yesterday was the first day for that. And, you know, I know not all schools are participating in this, which is an okay thing too. You know, I've heard a couple that just said, nope, we're going to focus on our competition seasons and sports and not worry about football and volleyball. But I got to tell you, it just super exciting. Coach Fricklin, you know, coming in year two of his tenure here at Park High School, I think we had 90 kids sign up for the practice season and register for that, which is maybe more kids are coming out again. We're not charging, and maybe that's something, this is a great way for kids to try a sport that maybe they didn't want to play football in the past because, well, it's expensive and there's a lot of hitting. Hey, here's 3 weeks of practice where there's not a lot of hitting, there's no cost whatsoever, and hopefully we got some kids that are trying it for the first time that when spring comes around, they say, hey, you know what, I'm going to stick with this football thing. So I think those two things have also been a really good thing just to get those athletes a chance to participate in their sports.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.